Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Matthew Wells at United Nations headquarters in New York. Coming up in this week's programme, we'll hear from the award-winning activist who says giving girls bikes in Tanzania improves their performance at school. And the UN's most senior agriculture official explains why women are the backbone of farming worldwide. But first, the blood money of women and children has become part of the lifeblood that sustains terrorists in places like Syria and Iraq, the UN Special Envoy for Sexual Violence in Conflict has said. Zeynep Bangura briefed members of the UN Security Council during an open debate on trafficking in persons in conflict countries. The billion-dollar trade ranks as the world's most profitable crime after illicit trade in drugs and arms, the UN says. Priyanka Shankar has the details.
UN Special Representative for Sexual Violence and Conflict, Zeynep Bangura, began her address to the Security Council by casting a light, as she described it, on the perpetrators whose deeds are often hidden by the so-called fog of war.
One such individual is Amir Abu Malik. He is responsible for trafficking women and girls from Iraq to Syria, dividing them up among his friends as the spoils of war. According to information obtained by my office, this man issued instructions about where they should be transferred, to whom they should be given, and what his brothers in arms should do to these girls. On one occasion, he ordered that a group of 15 girls, aged between 9 and 10 years old, should be transferred to Raqqa and Mosul to be raped for half a day and then sold on further.
There are many more people like Emir Abu Malik operating in total impunity, Ms. Bangura noted. To disrupt human trafficking is to disrupt the business of terrorism, she concluded.
Women and children have become part of the currency by which Daesh consolidates its power. This blood money is then used to bankroll their actions and cement their authority. Though it is largely invisible and difficult to quantify, the blood money of women and children has become part of the lifeblood that sustains this group.
These heinous crimes demand immediate and international action, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged members of the Security Council.
War provides oxygen to terrorist groups. It gives them space to flourish. ISIL, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab and others are using trafficking and sexual violence as a weapon of terror and an important source of revenue. Both ISIL and Boko Haram have engaged in the sexual enslavement of women and girls through trafficking. Yazidi girls captured in Iraq are trafficking into Syria and sold in open slave markets as if they were things, not people.
Human rights and stability suffocate traffickers, Mr. Ban stressed. Meanwhile, an increasing number of trafficking victims from conflict countries like Iraq and Syria have been found in Europe, Asia and the Middle East, the executive director of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime said. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.
A scheme to help increase girls' performance at school by giving them their own bicycle has just been launched in Tanzania by the winner of a special UN award. Rebecca Gyumi is a lawyer and activist in the East African country who founded the Mshina Initiative, which advocates for girls' rights and access to education. She took the prize at the recent inaugural UN Children's Fund Global Goals Awards for an individual who achieved significant social change for girls. The award followed the initiative's work on a landmark case that ended legal provisions supporting child marriage. Ms. Gyumi told Amina Hassan why she decided to start the new project to distribute bicycles to girls.
This initiative is actually under Mpichana Initiative, which is sort of like our donation drive. What we do with this, we've actually dubbed it One Girl, One Bike, meaning we aim to see communities or society where young girls are forced or required to work long distance to school are able to get a bicycle as a means to reach school quickly. So we have just started this project in Dodoma, the capital city of Tanzania, where we have distributed bicycle to girls there of form one and form two, because we believe through that will actually enhance their capacity to study well, concentrate in studies, but also increase their performance at school. So it's something that we wish to continue doing in other schools, depending on resources.
What challenges have you faced?
We have so many communities in our country where young girls are forced to walk long distance. So Msichana Initiative, as we are a small organization, of course, we have a challenge of resources to actually cover or be able to donate to all the communities. So one of the biggest challenges has been, you know, so many people want and would like for us to go in their communities and donate bicycle because of the pressing issue that they have. But, you know, because we don't have so much resources, we actually failed to do that. And I think maybe using this program as well, maybe I can actually give just like a call for anyone or a good willing person who feels like they would like to contribute or sponsor a girl. You know, there is a demand and an opportunity to do so. You might actually have $50 and think it's, you know, a little, but $50 can be a lifesaver for a girl here. And, you know, just look for us and donate. I think we'll be more than happy to receive your donations. Although we really acknowledge the support that we've been receiving from the government and the communities that have been receiving the donation, but still I think the perception of the communities around here is of, you know, if you are donating something, then, you know, you are responsible 100%. And we were hoping to actually meet these communities, you know, halfway. You know, we give them bicycle maybe in pumps and everything, then they'll be able to help maintain maybe the bicycle and everything because they're under the guidance of school. But we had challenges at the beginning because they were expecting that somehow we should be responsible 100%. And I think that's something that we continuously need to raise awareness and try to change mindset, especially for the communities that we're expecting to work with.
Women are the backbone of agriculture, according to the Director General of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Speaking at a high-level event in Rome, José Graziano da Silva noted that achieving gender equality and empowering women was a critical element in the fight against extreme poverty, hunger and malnutrition. About 45% of the global agricultural workforce is comprised of women, which rises to 60% in Africa and Asia. Andita Listiarini reports.
Women hold the key to building a world free from hunger and poverty, yet gender inequality remains prevalent in agriculture, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has said. Rural women, in particular, have less access than men to productive resources, services and opportunities, such as land, livestock, financial services and education. FAO Director General José Graziano da Silva reiterates the important role women play in agriculture.
This is a crucial sector in which almost 45% of the labor force is formed by women. This figure rises to 60% in Africa and Asia. So, woman is the backbone of our work on agriculture. These numbers alone show how important is rural women for them to have appropriate conditions to develop their capacity and carry out their activities.
These numbers underscore the importance of ensuring that rural women enjoy a level playing field, particularly in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. In most societies, rural women have the responsibility of maintaining the household, including raising children and preparing food. Here's Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden speaking at the event, which took place at the FAO's Rome headquarters.
If female farmers were given access to the same resources as their male counterparts, food production could be increased by as much as 20 to 30%. And that would mean saving about 100 to 150 million people from living in hunger. In building a sustainable future, rural women represent a resource that we simply cannot afford to overlook.
FAO has placed gender equality in access to resources, goods and services among its key objectives in agriculture and rural development for the next 10 years. Andita Listiarini, United Nations.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Matthew Wells.